This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCulloch secured his seventh term in office just 5 days before Michael Brown was shot and killed by a Ferguson police officer in August 2014. As St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, that shooting and the push for criminal justice reform it generated are shaping the Democratic primary between McCulloch and his challenger, Wesley Bell.
Bell was elected to the Ferguson City Council in April 2015. He says campaigning in the aftermath of Brown's death made him even more aware of the power the prosecutor has in the justice system.
I think when we look at what our region has gone through, and we've gone through a lot in the last few years, I think that there is no bigger impact that can be made than in the county prosecutor's office. The prosecutor can decide not to charge, to charge, give a more severe charge.
Bell wants to use that power to make major changes to how St. Louis County prosecutes crimes. He's pledged never to seek the death penalty. He agrees with calls to completely eliminate cash bail. And he wants to expand the county's use of diversion programs like drug courts.
What this office has not done is commit to these kind of programs. So there's a drug treatment program in St. Louis County currently, and there's only about 75 people in it.
McCullough disputes Bell's characterization.
We keep it around that number in order to be able to effectively provide services. We could double it tomorrow. That would be easy. But then each one of them would get half of what they're getting now, which is not effective, and we're doing nobody any good at all.
Drug courts are meant for those with serious addictions, McCullough says. Many other defendants get treatment while on probation and parole. He is also proud of helping start the county's Veterans Court.
And the good news is we're able to partner with the VA, and the VA provides all of the treatment services. And so we can get as many in there as we can. And that has been also a very successful program.
McCullough's ads tout his long tenure as prosecutor. He calls Bell's lack of criminal experience dangerous.
My new prosecutors all start off doing what a municipal prosecutor does. They're certainly not going to be put in positions of now you're a supervisor because you've done a traffic docket.
Bell paints himself as a proven reformer. He highlights his role in negotiating a settlement to the federal civil rights lawsuit against Ferguson. And he also points to the work he did in helping establish the North County Police Cooperative, which patrols six small cities.
For cities, particularly economically challenged communities that they police, to see the trust that has been building and the relationships that have been building with that law enforcement department, it's been great.
In order to build that same type of trust with prosecutors, Bell plans to open satellite offices across the county. The race has attracted national attention. Color of Change PAC and the ACLU have combined to spend about $200,000 on ads and field organizing, mostly to Bell's benefit. McCullough says the outside groups are ignoring the changes he's made.
I think they've adopted the philosophy that some of their funders that, hey, anybody who's been there a long time is the problem, and therefore, you know, we're opposed to them, no matter what they're doing, and we don't even bother finding out what they're doing.
Even with the outside assistance for Bell, McCullough holds a significant fundraising advantage. He's also gotten money and endorsements from most of the local labor groups, which may prove critical, with so-called right to work also on the ballot. Whoever wins the August primary is all but guaranteed a win in November. No other candidate has filed for the office. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.